the staff in the emergency department in Sligo University Hospital do a tremendous job and are working under huge pressures to try and deal with this situation. And I was in Sligo on Saturday, and I noticed then even that there was a lot of pressure on and there were a lot of people around the trolleys in the emergency department. I think it's getting worse since that. In the past week or more, it has been over 30 nearly every day, and yesterday it was at 41, today it's at 50. The real reason for this, when you step away back from it, is that the number of beds in the hospital needs to be increased. There's a 50-bed unit due to be built, two new wards to be built onto the hospital. That needs to happen as quickly as possible. And there's also a shortage of capacity within the nursing home sector in the region to get more people who need to be moved on of beds and go back to nursing home care to get into nursing homes. That's missing as well. There's also other issues, of course, in the emergency department itself. There's two advanced nurse practitioners there at the moment that have been appointed. They do, if you like, a job that doesn't need a consultant. So if somebody comes in with a bad injury or a cut or something, that they can dress that and look after it and move them on quickly out of the system. They need two more of those in place. They have applied to the Sligo University Hospital, has applied twice, I think, to the HSE to get approval for those positions, and have been turned down twice. So that needs to be done quickly, and that can be done quickly because I understand that the staff are already trained up to take up those positions. So, you know, there are solutions to this, but really it takes somebody somewhere to make the decisions to make that happen. And the first big decision is with the Minister for Health, who I met last week along with Tony McLaughlin to discuss these issues with him, for to try and put the capacity in place for to build the new beds on the Sligo University Hospital, which would relieve the situation down the road. But the immediate thing, and it can be done pretty quickly, is to put those two positions in place for the advanced nurse practitioners, and also for to find additional capacity for to move people on when they need to be moved on to nursing homes in the area.